From the Sky News Centre at 1, Gordon Brown and David Cameron are both expected to attack Nick Clegg in the second leaders' debate tonight. The Lib Dem leader received a boost in the polls after his performance last week. Today, his party is denying accusations that donations were incorrectly handled by their leader. Our political correspondent, Joey Jones, says all three parties have very different ways of getting their leaders ready for the debate.
One thing with David Cameron is they say that they don't want him to over-prepare. The Lib Dems, by contrast, they had gone over all the details and the choreography, and with Labour, I mean, they do all the paraphernalia of getting Gordon to look into the camera and all that sort of thing, but they know that he won't do it when it comes to it.
Marmite is planning to take action against the British National Party for using its image in a political broadcast. The company hadn't given permission to the BNP. Marmite uses the slogan "Love it or hate it." The firm says it's now initiating injunction proceedings. Ryanair says they want the rules on airline compensation changed after being forced to pay hotel bills for passengers stranded by the ash cloud. They'd earlier said they'd only refund the price of the cancelled flight. Meanwhile, 2,500 stranded Brits have been picked up by a luxury cruise ship in Bilbao in Spain. Some passengers have complained about a lack of facilities at the port, but Doreen Yardley is happy to set sail.
I think it's wonderful to be able to be going home. You know, we've had so much trauma, you know, wondering whether we're going one day and then we've been, you know, promised the next day. So it's absolutely wonderful.
Punk legend Malcolm McLaren is being given a suitably flamboyant send-off. A horse-drawn coffin emblazoned with the words "Too fast to live, too young to die" has led the cortege through central London. That was the original name of McLaren's shop on King's Road. Portsmouth won't be playing in next season's Europa League. A late application for a licence won't be considered from the financially troubled club. That's the latest. I'm Sasha Twining.
Bristol Community FM 93.2.
The virus, virus, Cyrus. The virus, virus, Cyrus. Cyrus.
Wagwan Bristol. It's Big Gregor's representing Elite Entertainment. You're in tune to the typical tropical Afro tropical show. 93.2 FM, BCFM. Shout to my boy Cyrus the Virus. You're doing it large, blood. Keep in tune, yeah? It's all about Cyrus right about now. Okay. Here we go.
Have you heard? It's a typical tropical Afro tropical thing, and this Thursday, the 22nd of April. Thank you, Miss Hillary, for Fee Wee Something. Have you heard? Malcolm McLaren, manager of the Sex Pistols, who died last week. His family have asked for a millionth worth of music played at very high volume today. Have Have you heard grime artist Skepta is to remix P. Diddy's new track, Hello Good Morning, after going on Facebook on Twitter and asking who should be the UK producer, and the fans got back and said Skepta. Big up the Blighty. Have you heard a man falsely accused of a sex assault hanged himself in jail, unaware the police had dropped the charges? Have you heard of a woman in Australia forced her 13-year-old daughter to perform a sex act on a lorry driver in exchange for fuel? And Belgium MPs, have you heard, are going to vote today whether to see if they're going to pass a law or whether they're going to allow Muslim women to wear the burqa. It might be the very first country in Europe to ban the burqa. Is it a war on terror? Is it a war on Islam? Let us know. Have you heard? £500,000 worth of money was spent on informing last year to people grassing up their friends about tax evasion. A mobile porn fanatic who was watching porn on his mobile phone at the pub at the weekend got the shock of his life when the camera panned round and it was his mother involved in the film. In America, 100-year-old paedophile's been put back in jail. That's right, 100 years old, being put back in jail. Have you heard Frank Ribery, the French international, could face jail if the claims are true that he had sex with an underage prostitute? Ribery's valued at £40 million. Man United are looking to buy him all before this blow up. There's other French football players involved in this little shenanigans. And have you heard, last and finally, the casting directors of the new film Pirates of the Caribbean are asking all actresses to jog up and down to make sure their breasts are natural. They want the natural looking woman. Fake is out, natural is in. Always will, never went out. And have you heard on the typical topical Afro tropical show, Wheels at the Cutting Edge of News and Revelations, two lesbians have finally done it. They've had the word father axed out of the baby's certificate. A man who intended to flood Britain with Purcell has come clean. he's been cornered and he's looking at a lengthy jail ban. I couldn't help myself there, peeps. Have you heard on the typical tropical Afro-tropical show, we got the Turntable Terrorist in later on, the second half of the show, going to be talking about his no show that's coming up on the BCFM 93.2. Your voice, your choice, your community, your station. If you want to phone in anytime, it's 0117 955 3721. And if you want to text in, it's 0752 880 2347. We're going to go straight on some new music. The weather's nice today, and I'm thinking we need a little funky house flex. Topical Afro Tropical Show, 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock every Thursday. The show that says to women, get back in the house and look after your husband. It's the political, radical points of views, news of the streets, music to make you dance and sing. It's a typical, topical, Afro Tropical thing. pin your ears back. Is it too black? Is it too strong? Anything they say, we question. What, where, why? Get the typical topical Afro tropical a try. With SARS for VARS, there can only be one. BCFM, my son. 93.2 FM, every Thursday, 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock.
Too black, too strong.
They call it hip-hop.
That's too fast from today. That's the way it was. It happened so naturally. Didn't I know it was out? Next thing I remember you, only me go. What was I gonna do? I let myself go. Now I'm flying through the stars. Hope this night will last forever. See, I've been waiting for you. It's been so long. And you just what I would do when I heard your song. Fill my heart with a kiss. Gave me freedom. You, I could not resist. I needed someone. Now I'm flying through the stars. Hope this night will last forever.
Sunshine, you just feel like driving and cruising in weather like this. It's all good time in the summertime spirit on BCFM.
I can't resist.
And sad news today, well, it's just filled out to me, it happened on, I believe, Monday. The Guru has died. Gangstar legend, hip-hop legend, Gangstar. Died April the 20th, born Keith Ellum. He died of cancer. He's been battling it for a few years now, and he wrote a letter. I have a non-profit organisation called Each One Counts. You can go on the net and you can find out more about that and more about Guru, the great man himself from Gangsta. I've got time because I didn't know it happened. We'll be playing him a little bit later on in the show. You ask, I hear, who's this Turntable Terrorist? Well, he's got a brand new show coming up on BCFM on Sunday, and we'll be half an hour we'll be talking to him. Before that, we've got Mr. Tony Gosling coming on, and he's going to be talking to us about the volcanoes. And as I talk the man's entering the building about what's going on, why we can't fly. I've got my suspicion. It's voting time and I'm not allowed to talk, so best I keep my mouth shut. If you want to listen online, it's www.bcfm.org.uk. A black civil rights activist also passed away this week, Dorothy Heights, who had a long presidency over the National Council of Negro Women, and she was a leading voice in the civil rights movement. She died on Tuesday, and she lived a gripe old life to 98 years old. I bet she could say some things. She might have even met John Cabot when he was a young boy. You never know. Or some of his like. Oh, Cyrus, let's get back to that funky house, pure casual. Don't get bitter and twisted, because that's not what mood we're in today on the typical topical Afro-tropical show. The sun shines out and we're feeling kind of, fruity. It's all about the BCFM, and this time in the afternoon you get good music like this, sweet like chocolate. chocolate that's just like me. I'm a real sweetie. And another little sweetie coming up, we've got Mr. Tony Gosling in the studio to talk about the ash clouds. And do they really exist? Well, yes, obviously they exist because we've been showing them on television. But are they as bad as what we're led to believe? Good afternoon, Tony.
Hi, Cyrus. Yeah, one of the things I'd love to have seen was a live coverage of the ash cloud over Manchester, for example.
What was this?
Because you probably wouldn't have seen a thing. The ash cloud, obviously, over in Iceland was quite dense. Mm. But these clouds of ash actually decrease in intensity at a very great rate of knots as you get further away from Iceland. And here in Bristol, we're over 1,000 miles, pretty much 1,000 miles away from Iceland. So by the time the ash cloud, should it exist, gets to here, it's all, there's nothing left of it, virtually nothing left of it.
So why is it that we've, well, basically locked down in every nation, keep everybody where they are?
Well, it's bureaucracy. I think it's bureaucracy gone mad, and someone making what is ostensibly a sensible decision, saying, look, we're not quite sure how dangerous this is, so we really should take the precautionary principle. But what was in place was a safety regime where there was no actual safe density, and no tests had been done to find out what a safe density of ash was. This really is all down to various different organisations. But one of the best places to read about this on the internet, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, it's called P-Prune.
No, I've not heard of it.
P-Prune stands for the Professional Pilots Rumour Network.
Professional Pilots Rumours Network. Now, go on, we can say that again, because we know there's a lot of nosinesses out there, and there's nothing wrong with that at all.
And this is where professional pilots and ground staff as well have been contributing anonymously, because of course if they're airline pilots and they give their names on the internet, then they could be breaking their contract and they could be sacked for that. So it's actually a brilliant place to go to find out about anything to do with aviation related conspiratorial type matters.
So my conspiracy says, why are they keeping us in the country, Tom? Why are they making out it's worse than what it actually is?
I'm subscribing here more to the cock-up theory than the conspiracy theory, because it seems to me that a decision was made on this precautionary principle, and then nobody had the guts to stand up and say we got it wrong. Nobody wanted to take the rap for it. And one of the quotes on this forum was, "Wherefore art thou plume?" Because we're all being told about the plume, but nobody could actually see it. And so, as I was saying, that the most important factor in all of this is that there was a safety regime in place, but no tests had been done to find out what a safe density of ash was. So anything that detected volcanic ash from outer space, you know, these satellite things, if they can detect any ash anywhere, they're closing the airspace.
So it's cost them billions.
Well, yes, it's cost the airlines a lot of money. And, of course, there are quite a lot of environmental campaigners that are ringing their hands and jumping up and down with glee the fact that the airline industry is not doing very well. It's been interesting watching the newspapers.
Lentil eating, nothing anyway.
Be very interesting watching the newspapers. The Guardian, George Monbiot in The Guardian, who's very much an environmentalist, his father was very much involved at the top of the Tory party as a chairman of the Tory party. He's also...
I'm not allowed to talk about politics, Tony.
Aren't you?
No.
Oh, well, anyway, he's slightly biased. He's actually jumping up and down with glee, saying, oh, this is a kind of act of nature, isn't it wonderful? Mother Earth is fighting back. And anyway, the airline industry is going to have to be shut down. So there are quite a lot of people like Mr. Monbiot in The Guardian and other writers in The Guardian have been saying, oh, this is what we wanted. The airline industry is suffering. Isn't it great? That doesn't matter to me. What matters is the people on the ground who've had terrible inconvenience and massive amounts of money they've had to spend in order to get back home unnecessarily.
I can imagine the people who've had to pay an extra night in their posh hotels that they've stayed in. They might have only budgeted for only 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and you know, if you're paying £500 a night, I suppose two nights after it can turn out expensive.
Well, the ferry companies, for example, have done incredibly well out of
course.
This.
One
of the things on the Professional Pilots Rumour Network, which was on the first day of this, was by a pilot saying, he says, I still feel it's an overreaction. He's saying, we are becoming so docile with the constant war on terror that numbs the mind, takes away liberties and destroys critical thinking, that this goes virtually unchallenged. And he's absolutely right. It did virtually go unchallenged. These were given in the media as announcements. There was very little critical, if any, critical analysis.
Mm-hmm.
in the press until it was interesting to see the first media that started really questioning whether this was a good idea or not was was the Daily Mail. And there were some articles appearing in the Daily Mail over the weekend which were saying, well, why can't we just fly below 10,000 feet?
Yeah.
Why can't these planes just fly a bit lower? Then everything will be fine. Anyway, today we have actually heard from the New Scientist magazine that finally the Civil Aviation Authority have done some tests and they have determined that 0.002 grams per second going into the engine of volcanic dust is safe. Because the engine just burns it up and spits it out the back, no problem.
Call me not a mathematical genius. I thought by them lows, yeah, that's kind of obvious.
Well, it seems to me if there's any kind of safety regime in place, it's crazy to say any volcanic. And of course, the two examples that have been quoted constantly are these two planes within the last 30 years that have had serious engine trouble because of volcanic ash. Now, those both those incidents happened very close to the actual volcano itself. You know, we're talking about within sort of 20, 30, 40 miles of the volcano.
But didn't this volcano at one time go on erupting for 2 years?
That's right, I know, yes.
It went on for 2 years, so I was actually thinking they'd have to come up with something if it was going to go for 2 years. Well, why do they have to come up with something? Is that me being arrogant as mankind thinking that we can conquer nature?
Well, I think we have to look at this little organisation that's come into the headlines, NATS, NATS, the National Air Traffic Service, I think it's called. I've been looking into that organisation that has made the final recommendation and decision to close the airspace, and it's actually a private company. I would have hoped that something like that would be some sort of agency or part of the government, so it's in some way accountable, but it's not. It's a private company which is paid for by the airlines, mostly by some other people, and it's got shareholders and this kind of thing. So why on earth is some private business, a limited company, running our airspace? It just seems to me another example of loony privatisation.
Loony privatisation.
We can't privatise this kind of thing because private interests can then come in and take it over.
Of course. And private interests can also defer results or questions that should be asked at critical times of these companies. Tony, I'm still of the like, there was a national operation, logistics, statistics says, keep the people in their countries for, I don't know for what.
Well, there were
reason.
Some military exercises going
I
on.
I bet there was.
Did you know that?
I bet there was. I bet there was a lot of things going on that we didn't know about. It was a lot. A no-fly zone for who?
Well, the military exercise was, I'm just flicking through here, I'll find the name of it. It was called Brilliant Mariner, and it was a NATO exercise, a military drill, which is going on until the 22nd of April, from the 12th of April. So, I mean, there may have been some sort of relationship to that. Swine flu is another example, mad cow disease, SARS, foot and mouth, and the general war on terror. These are all similar to the way that this volcanic ash thing has happened, where it's something which is being just simply reported uncritically by the press right from the word go, and with the public are just... The press is no longer really a critical thing. It's just an announcement service for officials and government and powerful people.
It could be said just like the World Trade Center and how that... I'm just saying, since that's happened... Things just get released and it goes out very quickly. We got more of Mr. Tony Gozza and myself on BCFM 93.2 right after. Well, you know, we got to stop for our reggae because it's Afro Tropical Typical Topical Show.
Got cluff here.
One minute.
Oh, you for come try styler. Yeah. When you inform a man a Tivoli, jungle, Rima, spoiler. Food. What a dilemma upon them? One them. Them can't buy out no man from 100 Leonard Grand Speng, Sherlock, Brook Valley, Nar 110. Food. Grants coming at you from Makailian Seaview, Rima Tanam Batu. Oh, you trap the people who no want me kill him. Who no fit to kill him? Carry Batman name to feds in guts and spill him. Who no want me kill him. Who no fit to kill him? Him can't buy him. We out of this with copper shilling. Who no want me done him. Who no fit said on him. I'm in house, I'm in business, we're running at that about him. Who the want me done him. Who no fit said on him. Mama fear, that a fear, people who no want him. You see, I'm a tried the nail. This is not about she, not Craig from Vice Mail. We go to jail and in fam fi get bail. All I feel
the fire, you make them the port out of wheel. Me glad me and you are not the same. Me a bad man to fed you, I call people name. Bout you a dash, my money you should have shame. When I capture your mother, capture piece of land on the lane. So what happened to your baby mother, where you never suffer? What happened to the one I feel you with on in a crutch? All your sister will leave a water house in a the gutter. Share your father, I fight over dumpling and butter. People who know how me kill him, who know if they kill him. Carry bad man name to feds him, guts him spilling. Who know how me kill him, who know if they kill him. Him can't buy him, we out of the three couple shilling. Who know how me done him, who know if they done him. And me out of me business, we're running at that about him. Who know how me done him, who know if they done him. Mama fear, that's a fear, people who know running. Him a talk about him money enough, member say my money enough. But him never DJ and go far. Then him come a talk about who far right off. Where you thief the people, the money and buy post off. Him a king a mix up a flask, a rum flask. Him a talk about, if Jack want fix up, what him a do for water house. Him no purchase, no land uptown, we go start a house. If you chat some things about him, a straight flask. You should have take the Mac and toast warning from my father. Between jail and road line, you're up on the border. Oh, your kids be grow proud of them father. We say loud, man from clans down one another. Beat them flippers on the truth. Everybody knows the elephant, now I'm in the mood. Want me done, Ellie, does the flipper done, Ellie. The girl in the same love, but I'm in a boy in a belly. Want me tell the truth, does the flipper tell the truth. Everybody knows the elephant, now I'm in the mood. Want me done, Ellie, does the flipper done, Ellie. The girl in the same love, yeah, nothing now going in a belly.
Yes, 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 yes. Enough of that, I think, for this afternoon. We're back with me, Sars Vaz, on Typical Tropical Afro Tropical Show. Mr. Gosling, tell us more about the smoke. Well, lack of it.
In Wednesday's Evening Post, we have someone called Dr. Matthew Watson, who's a lecturer in geophysical natural hazards at Bristol University. And I mean, it seems just like a whole, as the most of the world is realising that it was unnecessary to close such massive amounts of British airspace, he's coming out and saying the total opposite. He's saying air traffic controllers had little choice but to ground aircraft. And I think, you know, this is just flying in the face of common sense, really. I mean, you know, it's a pity, really, that someone from the, you know, a big institution, admittedly an elite institution, such as Bristol University, should just simply sort of toe the party line, even though on the same day as most people around Europe are realising that maybe it was all rather overcautious.
Right. Have we overreacted again, because we're coming into that health and safety, mamby-pamby kind of state? Big government tells us what to do, when to act, and
well, I think it's sort of rule by the fearful, and these people are making decisions based on absolutely worst case scenarios in almost all these cases. There are quite a few questions relating to this whole subject, like who is to blame, because there's a lot of blame passing been going on from the government to the European Union to NATS.
I'm not allowed to talk politics, Tony.
Eurocontrol to all these other ones. No, we're not being party political here. Yeah, it's all about the system. The system is in a mess, and a lot of people are being appointed to these positions of responsibility who are virtually, in almost entirely unaccountable. We even heard from the head of Lufthansa, the German airline, that the European body in charge of all this, which is supposed to coordinate air traffic in Europe, called Eurocontrol, they wouldn't even answer his phone calls. So this is, there's obviously something wrong at the centre of things.
You thought they might, they didn't even answer his phone calls.
Some people have been saying, oh, it's like the spirit of Dunkirk. I think it's more like the spirit of Nero fiddling whilst Rome burns. Mm. Whilst all these people all over Europe and other parts of the world are in these very difficult, desperate straits and situations, the people at the centre and in the power places like NATS and at Eurocontrol and the European Union and the British Transport Secretary, Lord Adonis, are fiddling and fiddling and fiddling. And it's only once the airlines themselves had gone up on their own initiative and done test flights, came back and said, look, we've sent these planes up, we've stripped down the engines, we found there's no problem whatsoever, that then finally the government does something. Finally.
I mean, you would have thought they could have done something by now.
It was nice to see who did actually sort it out, though, which is the Civil Aviation Authority.
And is that
sort of old-fashioned organisation of professional aviation people. And what they did is, whilst everyone was fussing about this. They analysed the situation very early on, Friday, Saturday last week, and they said, look, the safety standards need updating. So they have spent the last 4 or 5 days actually doing the tests to update those safety standards, and I say congratulations to the Civil Aviation Authority for doing that, for actually taking the initiative whilst everyone else is messing about. They've actually gone up, devised these new safety standards which have enabled the airspace to be reopened. I think that's great. And who said it was a good thing? I mean, this is always interesting, isn't it? Who said that that dreadful week, of almost week anyway, of having no aircraft flying around was actually wonderful and positive?
Well, I don't say it's that wonderful and positive, but was it bad? Was it bad? Who did it really affect?
Cyrus, I think if anyone's listening was stuck abroad, maybe, you know, and having to try and... Many people were, for example, having to sleep in cars, you know, having nowhere to sleep, all this kind of thing. You think that's good?
No, I don't... I'm being very sarcastic. Okay. You know, I'm just sitting there thinking, in this gluttonous economical climate, we sit there worrying about travel, and I'm just thinking about the flip side. Where they dump their toxic waste in some African country where maybe they can't travel, never travel.
Job cuts and pay cuts, and then people are being told you're going to have to spend an extra £3,000-£4,000 to get home. And then as soon as you get home, if you manage to get home, all the airlines are reopened again.
Just to be told.
Very frustrating.
But just being told, we made an actual mistake. We didn't actually check out what Robert told us.
I think, I mean, you know, looking at...
It's kind of ironic, really, isn't it?
Looking at the way the system works, it's a sort of, I would say, a Babylonian system here, right? All you have to do is go and have a look at Bristol Council House to see the two giant unicorns up on the top, big golden unicorns on top of the council house. And, you know, what we're dealing with here is, I think, a tremendous amount of nepotism and incompetence at the highest levels in society, and which is one of the reasons why there's so much secrecy around, so many levels of security, you know.
Basil's a bumbling fool. Basically,
we're dealing with a system which is becoming less and less accountable to the public,
and they want it like that. They want it less accountable to the public. I'm not allowed to talk.
And what the Bible says, are we allowed to talk religion?
We can talk. I'm allowed. Well, it's funny you should ask that. Only in part. No, we're free to talk about religion on the typical topical Apple topical.
Well, what the Bible says is, "Come out of her, my people." Yeah, which is come out of the Babylonian system. That is disconnect from Babylon, if you can.
If you can, which is also it is very hard.
It takes courage.
We got more funky house. We got more funky house. And after this, we're still going to be still going to the show, but we're going to be going over to the turntable terrorist. Don't worry, George Bush. He's not Al Qaeda terrorist. He's a turntable terrorist. That means he messes about with decks.
I just can't say no.
That was DJ Footloose. I can't say no. One of his tracks, and then we got AC Slater. With Banger. It's all about the stars on the 93.2 BCFM Typical Tropical Afro Tropical Show. Your Thursday afternoon listening, 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Banger, and it is a banger. We've got the Turntable Terrorist, and what IDJ magazine said on another day, this boy could have walked away with the title, and his creativity and technical skills impressed us both at the London regional final and the final itself. A beautifully classed set included a great pitch shifting movement, Groove Armada at the River, and both crowd and judge enjoyed his superb performance. We predict the Terrace is one to watch out for in the future. We've got him here at the BCFM studios. Coming up straight after this. That's right, the Turntable Terrorist. Right after this, this is his mix.
I don't care. Money can buy me.
And that's the sounds of the Turntable Terrorist. John, we got you in the studio. What can we expect on your show on Sunday?
Well, thanks for having me, first of all, Cyrus.
That's quite all right, sir.
Basically, my show is called The Sample Show, and it all goes back to a kind of idea I had. It's not an original idea. There's plenty of people around on YouTube and all over the place who do similar stuff, playing modern tunes. By modern, I mean sort of 1990s up to present, then that contain samples, and then playing the original track. And that's the basis of the show. It's kind of like chasing a journey through samples. I kind of want to put a bit of a twist on it, because I'm going to give bits of trivia about the acts and just sort of trace the journey. You know, I'm always going to start with a modern tune, trace it back to who they sampled, then play other tracks that people might not have heard by the group that was sampled, a kind of musical education in a way, you know, sort of broader people's horizons, something that I did a lot when I was a kid, when I was a teenager. I mean, back then we didn't have the internet, you couldn't just look things up immediately online. It was all about taking tapes into record shops and playing little bits of
them youngsters. They don't know how good they've got it, do they, John?
they certainly don't play little tapes singing in the middle of a record shop. Do you know where this track comes from? I heard the original of this. I know that such and such sampled it on this and that. And I just want to share that with the people. I mean, really, it's just an excuse to play some really great tracks, you know, and it's all under this guise of The Sample Show. But yeah, I mean, that's what it is. It's just a journey through musical history, past and present, inspiration of modern artists, some great artists, you know.
Yeah. So where do you get your samples from? All sorts of music? Have you got a particular genre you like, your favourite?
Without sounding conceited, I call my taste eclectic.
Well, there's nothing more sounding conceited on this show. You're in much good company.
I suppose I am, yeah. I call my taste eclectic. I like little bits of everything, and I listen to little bits of everything. And I got a vast, vast, vast record collection. I got shelves and shelves of vinyl, stacks of CDs, lots of MP3s now that you can download them and stuff. So, you know, I just go through that. You know, I go through my tracks. A lot of the samples I know. I do a lot of research. I'm not saying I know it all. And, you know, you can play me a track and I'll be able to name the sample right away. I do have to research a lot. And that's where the internet is really, really great to do this kind of show. Like 15, 20 years ago, you couldn't do this kind of show, you know, unless you had that knowledge in your head.
No, it's very, very hard to do. But the internet's made everything easy. The highways and byways, www.bcfm.org.uk. We got one more track to go to, quickly back with Johnny, and then we're going to quickly be finishing off. There's no time to wait for anybody. A rare groove classic. Coming up to that time again on the typical topical Afro-tropical show where we've got to say our goodbyes. I have to say goodbye to Mr. Tony Gosling. Tony, thank you very much for coming in.
That's no problem, Cyrus.
And what have you got going on your show tomorrow?
Well, we've got a conservative and a green. I think they're both. One of them is a prospective parliamentary candidate, and the other one is a sitting city councillor. So we're going to have a bit of politics. We've been spreading out the politics with the different parties over the last 3 weeks. We've had Labour and Liberal last 2 weeks, and we've got Greens and the Conservatives this week.
I can't talk politics, Dan.
Plus, after that, we've got some stuff about Cathy O'Brien, who people may have heard of. She wrote a book called The Transformation of America, and that is quite a serious study of what's
about
called
how all slim people became obese overnight.
No, it's not actually. It's mind control, and actually, she names, although we won't be probably doing that on the programme, she names in her book quite a lot of senior US and Canadian figures who were actually involved in child abuse, systematic abuse, and she explains how it's related to the political system.
That sounds very interesting. That sounds.
Well, that'll be after the news at 6 o'clock.
After the news. And John, Turntable Terrace.
That's right. I just want to say my show's Sunday evening, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. I want to make it interactive. I don't want to just play music I want to play music that you want to hear as well. So if you want to get in touch with me, you can contact me at Turntable Terrorist. That's all one word, turntableterrorist@hotmail.com. Eventually I've got a Facebook site, and eventually a BCFM site. There'll all be links. You can search me on Facebook, but for now, turntableterrorist.com. Listen to me Sunday evenings, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy it.
And we'll also be asking the question, why is drug policy for hardly featuring in the general election campaign?
When you say drug policy, I'm not allowed to talk politics, but you said something about drugs that got my ears interested. Bye.
There are a lot of the professionals in the business saying that there should be some kind of decriminalisation of drugs, and that actually the criminalising it helps the gangs and the gangsters. So we'll be discussing that again as well tomorrow.
Gangs, gangsters, it all sounds political to me. I wouldn't like to say. www.bcfm.org.uk, 93.2, your voice, your choice, your community radio station. It's me, Cyrus Voss. I didn't have time this week to go through my soapbox, but dear, what about Saeed? You see his old man, he walked in, caught him with Christian. Well, I never. Tyrone and his pregnant misfit of a wife. Well, fingers crossed there she won't get out of the old car ditch alive. What a scheming, horrible woman she is. Just your normal type, I can hear you say. Well, I wouldn't like to say. Emmerdale, haven't watched Emmerdale this week, peeps. But I've got to actually go now, and I don't know who I'm heading over to. But stay tuned to BCFM 93.2. And don't forget to listen to Johnny. What time's your show on Sunday?
Sunday evening, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m.
And Mr. Gosling, yours is tomorrow?
Where tomorrow, that's Friday, and every Friday, 5 till 7.
And this is Living in the World, and this is big respect to the guru who passed away on Monday.
What's happening? Check it out, it's critical, the situation is pitiful. Bear in mind you gotta find something spiritual. We never gain cause we blame it on the system. You ought to listen whether Muslim or Christian or any other type religion or creed. Cause what we need is less greed. We can't continue to kill ourselves. We've gotta build and expand our wealth. So one more time, I'll design a rhyme divine to educate and elevate your mind. Nowadays we gotta fight to live. Human beings, we got a right to live. Without the homicide, without the genocide. Don't tell me let it slide, I'm feeling ghetto-fied. So be a soldier of truth. Protect the lives of our youth. In the land of the free, home of the brave, too many of us reach such early graves. They tell us to behave, but they don't know about the neighborhood drug flow.
They don't know about the drama or about the guns. I ask how many politicians steal our funds and how many officers will turn out corrupt. The governments don't care, they pass the buck. I'm growing tired of the trickery and the misery. It's making me kind of sick, you see. But now I meditate so I can get it straight. My thoughts penetrate so I control my fate. So be advised by the wise and conscious one. We take the easy way out too often, son. We better get some kind of work ethic. Realize it and correct it.
You are listening to BCFM 93.2.
BCFM is the community radio station for Bristol. It is run by volunteers and is here to give everybody in Bristol a voice.